Thank you, Jerry. Joe, we will talk to you tomorrow night, and I have a feeling tonight I'm going to put that psych degree to very good use. 416-870-0590, star 590 on the cell, long distance, 1-888-666-0590. This was a terrible outing for Drew Storen and for Jesse Chavez. Terrible. They were both awful tonight. Storen especially, hitting two batters back-to-back when he had two strikes on both of them. This was awful. And if you want to call and you want to vent, whatever, no problem. I'm here for that. But here's where we don't want to go off the rails. Let's remember that with 84 games remaining in the season, the Blue Jays are now one half game out of a playoff spot. Okay? This is far from the end of the world. Half a game out of a playoff spot, and I know it's not the division, it's just the wild card, but would you rather be at home? I don't think so. 5.5 games behind the first place Baltimore Orioles, I believe. The Orioles did not play tonight, so the Blue Jays drop a half game. This is not the end of the world. This was an awful, awful game as part of a terrible run. The Blue Jays have lost 6 of their last 8. And yes, if they continue to play this way, they're not going to make the playoffs. If they continue to drop 6 out of every 8 games, this is going to be a brutal summer. There is no reason to believe that's going to happen. None whatsoever. They had won 20 of 28 before they hit this bump in the road. This is the way 162 game seasons go. This was brutal. It really was. 6 runs in the 7th inning. Storen, who is a lightning rod anyway, and Jesse Chavez has had a hard time lately. But I'm seeing people, well, can't win in the playoffs with this bullpen. Well, let's remember, in the playoffs, the bullpen's going to have Aaron Sanchez and Brett Cecil in it. And tomorrow, the bullpen may have Brett Cecil in it. Although I think he was supposed to pitch tonight in Buffalo. We'll check on that. So, yes, vent if you would, if you need to. But please, season's not over. Team's not terrible. Everything is not falling apart. You don't have to make that jump to be upset about what happened tonight. Dave is in Vancouver. You're going to lead things off. Hey, Dave.
Hey, I'm out in the garden here, a little serenity, tranquility,
nice serendipity,
you know, a little peace because, as you point out, trying to watch that bullpen, my goodness. And, you know, as the boys said on the TV broadcast, 11th, 12th, and all these different stats, I mean, that's just not going to cut it. And it's unfortunate. You know, with the cupboard's bare as far as it goes with relief pitchers, et cetera. And I guess what really kind of gets me, Mike, I'm not too worried about this year. We make the playoffs great. It's watching E having another great year and realizing that, well, there's going to be other teams that are going to offer money. Somebody's going to give them a David Price type contract. I mean, you know, for a
regular player,
obviously not that type of money, but they will offer it. I don't see Rogers doing that. You know, we might have a little trouble getting the parrot across the border. But the bottom line here is that we lose a guy like that. And, you know, it just gets to me because, you know, as you know, I'm a big Raptors fan too, and I'm simply told, well, you know, the owners of MLC, they can't go over this, you know, the salary cap. They can't do that. So Biombo's gone. It's frustrating being a Toronto sports fan. The hockey, yeah, that's going to take some time. So the Jays, you know, we make the playoffs great. We had 3, you know, great months last year. And I think a lot of fans said at the end, you know, unfortunately Cecil got hurt. But if we can just strengthen that bullpen a little bit more, you know, kind of like almost get it as good as Casey, we've got a real good shot next year. And then I look at the Chavez and the Storens, et cetera, and a pair of, you know, bouncing up and down like a trampoline. I mean, yeah, you're right, Mike. I'm glad I'm out here in the garden. I can relax.
I'm glad too. Serenity now, Dave. Thank you.
Absolutely. I'm breathing in deep.
All right, good.
Have a good night.
Breathe in the good air, out with the bad. Look, worrying about whether Edwin Encarnacion is going to come back or not, don't waste your time. Because all that's going to do is cut into your enjoyment of what could be a championship season. Yes, Edwin Encarnacion may not come back. Yes, Jose Bautista may not come back. Doesn't matter if they win this year. It really doesn't. Great players come and go all the time. And if you want to make yourself sick worrying about whether or not a guy's going to leave while he's still here, leading the major leagues in RBIs, close to the major league lead in home runs, then you're really not doing yourself any good. There's nothing you can do about it. Just enjoy them while you've got them. Mike is in Ottawa. Hey, Mike.
Mike, thanks for putting me on. I'm breathing normally now.
All right, good.
Thing I wanted to mention, I don't blame Drew Storen or even Jesse for the performances tonight. Those things happen, we all know, and we know that Drew Storen has lowered his ERA and he's pitching faster and he's getting the curveball across better and all that. But for me, I got to hang this one on Gibby.
How could you possibly?
Well, listen to me and you'll understand.
Okay.
It's the situation regarding Storen, Mike. He hits one guy. Then
yep.
In I think he hits him in the back, and then he hits the next guy in the leg.
Yep.
And he's still in the game. Now, at that point in time, it's a one-run game. It's a 4-3 game. You're not the guy that I want in there at that point in time. At that point in time, the manager has to have somebody in. I know Jesse didn't work out too well, but again, if you change the mix a little bit and you have different players facing other players at a different position.
Yeah, but you can't bring a guy into a game with somebody up behind him in the bullpen just in case. I mean, you just can't work that way. And I know that every Blue Jays fan out there thinks that every time Drew Storen comes into the game, he's going to blow it and he's going to be terrible and he's going to give it up. But Drew Storen had been really, really good for almost 2 months now. So you bring him in, you don't bring him in with somebody up in the bullpen. You're going to you destroy your relievers if you run it that way.
You know, to me, Mike, I look at it a little bit differently. And I get what you're saying, and I agree with a lot of it. But for me, you've got a 4-3 game. This is the kind of Rubicon. This is the moment of the night. And they didn't have anybody ready. It's pretty obvious they didn't have anybody ready because after
There wasn't anybody ready.
After the first batter got hit, and I saw Pete Walker out of the mound, I said, they're not ready. They don't have anybody there. To me, Mike, and whether it's right thinking or not, it's all hands on deck in that type of a situation. I would have had Greeley up, and I know he normally doesn't get into the game till the eighth inning behind Osuna, but I would have had him right there at that point in the game. And again, it may be wrong thinking, but that's just the way I see it.
Okay, and you're entitled to see it that way. But if you're managing a team and you're going to run a bullpen like that, you're going to have no relievers left by the middle of June because they're all going to just be dead from warming up every night. You know, it's game 78 of the season. You can't manage it like game 7 of the World Series. You just can't.
Okay, Mike, I appreciate your point of view.
Okay, thank you, Mike. I appreciate your calm demeanor. Blue Jays lose at 9-5 to the Colorado Rockies. Drew Storen and Jesse Chavez combined to give up 6 runs in the 7th inning, the biggest inning against the Blue Jays all season long. We'll continue to take your calls when we continue the Blue Jays talk on the Sportsnet Radio Network.
Devin hits one to center field deep. Long run again for Blackman. Still going back. Does he have room? He jumps. There she goes. Home run. Devin Travis, his 5th. And the Blue Jays are quickly in flight here in Colorado, leading the Rockies 1-0.
Second batter of the ball game, Devin Travis, who would go 2-for-4. One of 3 Blue Jays home runs tonight. Edwin Encarnacion hit the other 2. Edwin's first one gave the Jays a 4-0 lead. And in the bottom of the 6th inning, Carlos Gonzalez hit a 3-run shot off of Marco Estrada to cut the lead to 4-3. And in the bottom of the 7th is when everything fell apart, as Drew Storen and Jesse Chavez combine to give up 6 runs. The Jays would go on to lose 9-5. Marco Estrada, by the way, 6 innings pitched, 3 runs on 5 hits, extends his major league record. Now 12 straight starts where Estrada has gone at least 6 innings and given up no more than 5 hits. Nobody else in the history of the major leagues has even done it 11 times. So kudos to Marco Estrada, especially at Coors Field, and especially fighting the bad back. But the Blue Jays bullpen gave it up. And a lot of times people call this program, say the Jays bullpen blew it when they really didn't. Tonight, they really did. And it was ugly. 416-870-0590, star 590 on the cell. Long distance 1-888-666-0590. Taking your calls across the network to the top of the hour and then extending it on our flagship station, Sportsnet 590, The Fan, till 12:30 a.m. Eastern time. Henry is in Toronto. Hello, Henry.
Mr. Wilner, I want to tell you something.
All right.
I appreciate your advice tremendously.
Thank
you. And I really enjoy your program, and I think your advice is extremely good. The question I have for you is, do you appreciate other people's advice, like Zani, who said that Estrada should definitely go down? Do you appreciate his advice?
Go definitely go down where?
Go down, send him down for a little practice.
Greg Zahn never said Marco Estrada should be sent down.
Yes, Zani said that in his opinion that Estrada should go down and get some...
You may be referring to Marcus Stroman and not
yes,
Marco Estrada.
Sorry,
oh, okay. Look, Greg Zahn has his opinion. I have my opinion. I'm not going to get pulled into a fight with Greg Zahn when he's not here. We disagree. I disagree with a lot of things that he says, and he disagrees with a lot of things that I say. I don't quite understand why you want me to argue with Greg Zahn through you.
If you appreciate somebody else's opinion, that's all I ask you.
If those opinions are based on facts, absolutely, sure.
Well, do you appreciate Mr. Zahn's opinion?
He's entitled to believe that, sure.
Okay.
There's no right answer to that one. There are right answers to a lot of things, but there's no right answer to that one. I don't think Marcus Stroman should be sent down. I think he was better yesterday than he was in his last start, and I think that's what we're looking for.
Well, listen, that's your opinion, and
yep.
I understand it, and I appreciate it.
And yet you want to draw me into a fight with Greg Zahn for some reason.
No, I don't want to draw you in a fight. I just want to know if you appreciate his opinion, that's all.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Mission accomplished, I guess. Thanks for wasting all our time, Henry. Appreciate the call. 416-870-0590, *590 on the cell, and long distance 1-888-666-0590. We'll come back, wrap it up on the network, and we will continue to take your calls until 12:30 a.m. Eastern time on our flagship station, Sportsnet 590, The Fan, on sportsnet.ca/590. Blue Jays lose at 9-5 in Colorado. The bullpen gives up 6 in the 7th. Postgame's brought to you by our Ontario Honda dealers. This is the Sportsnet Radio Network. Back here at Baseball Control in Toronto, Blue Jays fall 9-5 to the Colorado Rockies. A bullpen implosion as Drew Storen and Jesse Chavez combined to give up 6 runs in the bottom of the 7th inning. With the Kansas City win, the Blue Jays fall now half a game back of the wild card, the second wild card in the American League. The Boston Red Sox are in free fall as well. They lost 2, and the Jays are only a game back of Boston for the first wild card in the American League. We'll continue to take your calls to the bottom of the hour on our flagship station, Sportsnet 590. The Fan. In case you missed it, Marco Estrada, 6 innings, 3 runs on 5 hits, and that's on 1 swing, a 3-run homer by Carlos Gonzalez in the 6th. He extends his major league record. Now 12 consecutive starts of at least 6 innings, allowing no more than 5 hits. What we're witnessing out of Marco Estrada is just ridiculous. Tomorrow, the Blue Jays look for their first ever win in Denver. Battle of lefties, Jay Happ against Eddie Butler. We're on at 8 p.m. Eastern across the network for an 8:40 first pitch. Those of you listening on our flagship station, Sportsnet 590, The Fan, get Mark Shapiro on the Blue Jays pre-game show. We're on the air at 7 p.m. This copyrighted broadcast is presented by authority of Rogers Blue Jays Baseball Partnership. It may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form. And the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of Rogers Blue Jays Baseball Partnership or the Sportsnet Radio Network. You can subscribe to the podcast. We're on iTunes under Blue Jays Talk. That'd be kind of cool. For Jerry Howard, Joe Siddle, Tom Young, Emil Delich, Josh Goldberg, I'm Mike Wilner. Blue Jays Talk continues.
Two pitch to Edwin. Hit into the air to left center field. It's deep. Blackman's giving chase. He looks up and it's gone. Home run, Edwin Encarnacion, number 20 on the season. and the Blue Jays now lead it 4-0.
And a sea of blue down to our left behind that Blue Jays third base dugout on their feet applauding Edwin.
Well, those were heady days indeed. A 4-0 lead for your Toronto Blue Jays. In the sixth inning, it would become 4-3 in the bottom of the sixth inning when Marco Estrada gave up a 3-run homer to Carlos Gonzalez. That was the fourth hit he allowed in the game. He left with a 4-3 lead after six. And then Drew Storen and Jesse Chavez happened. And the two of them combined to give up 6 runs in the bottom of the seventh inning. Blue Jays lose it 9-5 to the Colorado Rockies. Troy Tulowitzki goes 0-for-4 in his return to Denver. In his first at-bat, first pitch, or before the first pitch, he got a standing ovation from the crowd of over 36,000. It's a pretty big crowd for a Monday night there to see their former hero. He had to step out of the box, tip his cap. It was really nice. And Tula winds up going 0-for-4 as the Blue Jays wind up falling 9-5. 2 home runs for Edwin Encarnacion give him 21, which is 1 back of Mark Trumbo for the Major League lead. We're taking your phone calls here on Blue Jays Talk at 416-870-0590, star 590 on the cell, long distance 1-888-666-0590. We'll hear from John Gibbons. We'll hear from Drew Storen. But first, we'll hear from somebody out there in radio land. Mike is in Oshawa. Hey, Mike.
How's it going?
All right.
With you know, the pitching, our starting pitching being so well and, you know, the bats being what they are, I was just wondering, how much time do we wait until we put Sanchez back in the bullpen? Because it's getting tough, you know, watching the bats go and the starting pitching being so well. And then, you know, you got these guys like Chavez come in. They just don't seem like they got much confidence. And if you don't have Osuna there in the ninth, it seems like pretty much anything can happen.
Well, I don't think that's entirely true. I mean, it was pretty bad today, but the Blue Jays bullpen's been pretty good for a while. And pretty reliable, too, for the last little while. I don't think you take the drastic step of moving Aaron Sanchez to the bullpen when he is arguably your second-best starter, and you can still get a bunch of innings out of him.
Especially with Cecil being out right now, too, though, right? And
I'm thinking you got
Hutchinson, too, right?
Well, Hutchinson's your only guy, though. Hutchinson's who else? You got.
Well, he hasn't even. We should give him a shot, though, to come up and see what he's got. I think he's been down there long enough, right?
No, it's not about whether he's down there long enough or not. I mean, he's been doing quite well in Buffalo for sure, but he's your only other starter, right? You bring him up, you have no bag. The next guy you're going to is Scott Diamond or Roberto Hernandez, and that's not good. You don't create a hole where there isn't one, right?
Well, maybe that's something we have to address then. For a trade or something.
Well, I think that they're eventually going to add some starting pitching when it's time for Aaron Sanchez to go in the bullpen or in case somebody gets hurt. But what they need right now is for Brett Cecil to come back healthy, and all indications are he's healthy. He didn't pitch tonight, so it would not surprise me if he was called up for tomorrow's game. At the very least, I think he'll be back on Thursday at the latest. And that'll give the bullpen a shot in the arm. Jason Grilly's pitched very well. Drew Storen had been pitching very well for the last couple of months until tonight. The bullpen had been doing fine. Tonight was an awful, awful, awful night. But you can't make rash decisions based on one bad night in 3 weeks.
No, I get that. I just, you know, it'd be nice to see Hutchinson come up, you know?
I think Hutchinson has really become a case of absence makes the heart grow fonder. You know, people forget that he had an ERA of 5.5 last year and just expect him to come here riding the white horse and save everything.
No, not to save everything, but, you know, just maybe some stability, maybe give a couple guys a rest, maybe, you know.
I think he'll come up to give some guys a rest. I think we're going to see him in the next homestand, but not to take over as part of the rotation, just to be an addition there and to push everybody back a day.
What's your thoughts on Stroman? I know he's had a couple of bad outings. I know everyone's talking about, oh, we should send him down. But, you know, that kid works hard. You know, he's got a lot of skill, and he's determined. So I guess that's the last thing we'd want to do. But I guess we got to let him figure it out, I guess.
Yeah, that's my thoughts about it. That's for sure. I don't think sending Marcus Stroman down is the right thing to do at this point in time. I think, especially since, you know, yesterday was an improvement over the last few starts that he'd made, and that's what you want to see. You want to see improvement start to start. Thanks for the call. We'll continue to take your calls to 416-870-0590, star 590 on the cell, and long distance 1-888-666-0590. But let's hear from, well, let's hear from the author of tonight's misfortune. You hate to throw it on one person in particular, and it never really is one guy. There are opportunities missed, and there are, you know, all kinds of things that affect the outcome of the game. But Drew Storen was terrible tonight. He faced five hitters, and he didn't get any of them out of his own accord. The only one he did was the pitcher pinch hitting for a pitcher who was bunting. So he got out on purpose. The other four guys Storen faced, he gave up two singles, and he hit two of them, which is not what you want to see when you come in a one-run ball game in the seventh inning. Here's what Drew Storen had to say after tonight's loss.
Just one of those things where, you know, I hit those guys, I kind of tried to get on a little too much and tried to throw a little too hard and kind of yanked it. Mislocation on a couple other pitches, and that's, I mean, that's pretty much it. You're not going to find much success late in the game if you're doing that.
Is that situation where you get the guy on second, maybe trying a little too hard to strand him there, that leads to the hit batters?
Yeah, I mean, you're obviously trying to strand him, but, you know, I was just trying to get a little extra on the fastball and, you know, trying to work it on the inner half. And so, when you, like I said, when you try to get on too hard, you tend to yank it, and that's what happens.
Drew, you've been on a nice little run before this. Does that, I think that in the next coming days will make it a little bit easier for you to kind of bounce back, forget about what happened tonight?
Yeah, man, I bounced back from that first month of the season, so it's, adversity is nothing new. So, it's, like I said, it's not an ideal situation tonight, but I'll be ready for tomorrow.
Is there anything about this thin air that factors into this at all for you? Or?
I mean, it changes the way that, obviously, the ball's going to move a little bit, but I pitched here before, so I should be able to make that adjustment.
Yeah, and the thin air doesn't make you hit guys with two strikes. So good for Drew Hutchison for not taking that as an excuse, and good for Drew Hutchison for standing up, or Drew Storen for standing up and saying, well, he wasn't very good tonight. And he wasn't very good tonight. But like he said, he shook off that bad April. Since the end of April, going into tonight, he'd had a 3.10 ERA. 18 of his 22 outings had been scoreless. He'd pitched very well. Tonight, he did not pitch very well. And the Blue Jays lost 9-5. Corey is in Mississauga. Hello, Corey.
Hey, Mike. How you doing?
All right, thanks. Go ahead.
I just got more of a statement. Through the first 3 months here this year, I mean, whether it be the wild pitches tonight, hit by pitches, walk to give up, you know, a win, a late win for the opponent, this bullpen has been a complete disaster for the first three months, minus a few guys. You know, you got Osuna, and hopefully we get Sanchez back eventually. But like in the past, you know, we're 6 games above .500, but it's hard to get those long winning streaks going when you get 4-0 leads and you can't hang on to get the win. I mean, we're right there in the wild card, but with this bullpen's inconsistency, it's going to be hard to make a run down the stretch like last year.
I would suggest that 20-8 is a pretty nice little winning streak.
Oh, absolutely.
And they did that with this bullpen.
Yeah, but I mean, like I said, for a 3 month sample, it's been pretty bad. I mean, you're just talking about 28 games here. That's 1 month. I'm talking the first half of the season has been nothing short of inconsistent.
Oh, it's definitely been inconsistent. It has not been a disaster, but it's definitely been inconsistent.
Okay.
But again, they've gone on a nice long run with these guys.
Oh,
this
absolutely.
Isn't, you know, and they're going to get Sanchez in the bullpen in a month or so. Cecil's coming back. Storen and Chavez had been pitching very, very well. And now you got Bo Schultz, and he was one of their best pitchers last year in June and July until he hurt his hip. So hopefully he gives the bullpen a little bit of a boost as well. But I think
Absolutely.
Disaster is a little too much.
well, so are we just going to roll with Sanchez, Cecil, and just hope for the best? Do you think we're going to make a move to get some bullpen help, or we're just going to roll with what we got?
Problem is, bullpen help is I mean, reliable bullpen help is almost impossible to find because of the way that bullpens, you know, that relievers' numbers change so dramatically, right? Mark Lowe, for example, was a guy last year the Blue Jays picked up who was having the best season of his life. And that's, you know, when you get that, you hope and pray that it's going to continue for the next 2 months. And for the most part, it did. But a lot of these guys, unless you're getting a top, top, top reliever, and believe it or not, Drew Storen was one for the last 6 years.
Yeah.
You really don't know what you're going to get. So I have a feeling that they'll try. And people may not be too impressed with the names of the relievers that they bring in for help. Just like, you know, people were not excited about Jason Grilley when the Blue Jays got him. But I think that more of an emphasis is going to be on starting pitching, especially with Sanchez moving back to the pen and with Brett Cecil being healthy.
Okay.
Thank you.
Well, thanks, Mike.
All right. Appreciate the call, Corey. Daniel is in Toronto. Hey, Daniel.
Hi, Mike. I was just curious. I think I've heard you say this maybe is not an option, but is it possible to stretch out maybe a Floyd or a Chavez?
When not Floyd, but Chavez, yes.
So you could like send him down and stretch him out in AAA, that kind of thing, right?
No, I don't think. With Jesse Chavez, I don't think you need to send down. I think Jesse Chavez, you could say, you're going to start for me in 4 days, and he'll go out and he'll throw four innings and then throw five innings the next time, and then he'll be fine.
And then build him up. Okay, so that could possibly be another starting help, because I remember in spring training, it felt like we had a bunch of possible fifth arms we were tossing around. And just curious why Floyd's not an option.
Well, he's on the disabled list right now with a shoulder injury, and given his history of arm problems, I don't think I think they would be very reluctant to try to stretch him out. Although,
right.
You never know. I mean, it depends on what the shoulder problem actually is. If it's not a season-ending thing, maybe you rehab him as a starter and see what happens. But I wouldn't bet on that happening.
Okay. All right. I guess there's another glimmer of hope in terms of what could help us in terms of starting pitching when Sanchez goes back.
Yeah, it's possible. I think they're going to go look for it outside the organization. Drew Hutchison is obviously the first guy because he's here. But I think they're going to try to do better and see what they can bring in. Ellen is in Markham. Hello, Ellen.
Hi.
Hi.
I just had a comment. I think that Gibby shouldn't have pulled Estrada when he did, because he only gave up really one big hit, which was a 3-run homer. I understand that.
Yeah, but this was a game in a National League park, right? The Blue Jays were up by one run, and there was a runner at second and two out, and Marco Estrada was up in the seventh inning. You cannot let him hit there.
I get that, but
I'm not sure you
pitched,
do.
He pitched well enough until the sixth inning that he should have just
gotten out
him in, there
in the seventh inning and when you had a chance to score a run.
Kept him for one more inning.
Okay, so you're willing to, first of all, the sixth inning was Estrada's by far worst inning of the game, right?
Yeah.
He had given up two hits going into that inning. He gave up a couple of doubles and a home run.
But
right.
He was stable through the whole entire game.
Right, so you would take one more inning for Marco Estrada, which you're suggesting, right?
Absolutely.
You just wanted one more inning, and you would give up an opportunity to extend a one-run lead in order to get one more inning out of your starting pitcher.
Absolutely, because he's a pretty stable guy.
All right.
He's not a flighty pitcher, and I think that if you're going to trade that risk for a Chavez and a Storen, I would totally go with Estrada completely.
Okay. You're entitled to that. Honestly, I don't believe that makes any sense in any scenario anywhere, unless it's like Clayton Kershaw on the mound. And even so, it's Colorado, it's Coors Field, he's at the end of his night, and you have a chance to score a run. There's a thousand percent you pinch hit for him. 1,000%. Adam is in Hamilton. Hey, Adam.
How are you doing today?
All right. Day's only 16 minutes old.
Fair enough. Interesting point came across the ball game tonight. I was watching on TV, and Tulowitzki was up, and Buck and Pat were talking about his struggles, and I think he's lost about 50 points off the batting average since coming to Toronto.
What do you mean?
They said his average over the course of the time with Colorado was about 299 or 289, and with Toronto, he's down to about, 250 or so, something like that.
Oh, it's a lot less than that as a Blue Jay.
Yeah. But anyway, back to my point. They brought up an interesting point about, he's struggling coming to the American League, different type of pitchers, different type of game, and I wanted to see what you guys thought about, or what you thought about such an idea, because, if you really look at it, the guys are coming from the same place, they're being drafted by, from the same spot. How different really is this pitching for a guy, or is it something a little bit deeper than that?
I don't think there's much difference. I think there's probably an adjustment. I mean, you're seeing pitchers that you're not really used to seeing. Guys, the more you see a guy, the more familiar you are with him, very obviously, the more you know what he's all about, and you can figure out how to hit him. But I think, honestly, for me, when Troy Tulowitzki got traded to the Blue Jays, his head was spinning, and he said as much when Shai Davidi and John Lott and Arden Zwelling and I talked to him after Game 6 of the ALCS last year. He finally opened up and talked about it, and I don't believe that Tulo really ever got his feet on the ground in Toronto that first month. Then he broke his shoulder, so he was out till the playoffs, and he was pretty good in the playoffs. He tied the Blue Jays club RBI record for one postseason, and he had some huge hits against both the Rangers and the Royals. And then this year he got off to a crappy start, but he's really turned that around. And over his last, 20 games, maybe more, he's hitting over 300. And so I think we're finally just now starting to see the Troy Tulowitzki that we thought we were getting. And, since May 10th, going into today's game, he was hitting .299 with a .976 OPS, which is better than his career numbers in Colorado. So that's what I think happened.
The guy's a great ball player. I don't know if it's just a matter of him needing time to adjust, but there's got to be some sort of a threshold between how much time does the guy really need to adjust to. Maybe the pitching in the AL, and especially in the AL East, but coming to a different league and then getting over this awkwardness that was the trade, right?
Yeah, a month.
Yeah, well, fair enough. He seems to be on the right track, and hopefully he'll bring the Jays a little bit more success, like the guy was saying before about inconsistent play.
Yeah, that would be swell. We're definitely tired of seeing the Blue Jays be inconsistent. They are half a game out of a playoff spot. So I think that, that would be an indication of the fact that everybody's really inconsistent. Remember, I know people like to harp on inconsistency, but remember, if you win 5 out of every 9 games you play, which is to say if you lose 4 out of every 9 games that you play, you win 90 games and you're in the playoffs. And that's pretty inconsistent, losing 4 out of every 9. Should we hear from Gibby? Let's hear from Gibby. John Gibbons, after tonight's 9-5 loss to the Colorado Rockies, Drew Storen and Jesse Chavez combining to give up 6 runs in the bottom of the 7th inning, turning a 4-3 lead into a 9-4 deficit. The Jays would go on to lose 9-5. Here's what the skipper had to say.
Zaddy? Shoot, I thought he was tremendous. He really was. He really did what he's been doing for all year, really since we got him.
Do you think he stayed away from the breaking ball because of this particular ball
part,
or do you think he...
Well, yeah, he really didn't need it. If you look at, look at how everything, played out. In this ballpark, he's pitched there. That's not a good park for, curveballs, breaking balls, that's the word anyway. We don't see enough of it. But he had such a good changeup. He's a master of that, and he kept him off balance. He really held him in check, did a nice job.
You probably had to have heard that no lead's ever safe, and once again, sort of ice the head.
Oh, yeah. We've heard a lot about this place. We ended up, we scored, we expect to score more. What they did is probably not uncommon around here. We just, we just couldn't, you know, one run lead there, we just couldn't get anybody out.
John, how did the storm seem to be overthrowing once the batter got to second base and kind of hit the two guys? Did you see anything different from the recent successful runs that you had?
No, and they hit a couple guys. I don't think I've seen him do that. You know, that really did open up everything. Yeah, we wasn't a good inning there. It's kind of tough to rehash it, too.
Yeah, just wasn't a good inning. It's true. Storn hit two guys, both of them with two strikes to load the bases, then gave up the two-run single to Nolan Arenado that gave the Rockies the lead that they did not relinquish. In came Jesse Chavez. And the Rockies went single walk, single fly out, double off of Jesse Chavez. And just like that, it was a six-run inning. Just a nightmare for the Blue Jays. And they lose 9-5. Of course, Gibbons started off talking about Marco Estrada's outing. Estrada giving up three runs on five hits over six innings, with two walks and seven strikeouts. To extend his major league record, he has now gone 12 consecutive starts of at least six innings, no more than five hits allowed. No one has ever done that before in the history of this game. Also, by the way, Chris Bryant did something tonight in Chicago that's or in Cincinnati that's never been done before in the history of this game. The Cubs, I was going to say third baseman, but he played three different positions tonight, third, left, and right. He went 5-for-5 with two doubles and three home runs. It's never happened before. No one's ever hit two doubles and three home runs in the same game, ever, in the history of anything. Paul is in Aurora as we go back to the phones on Blue Jays Talk. Hey, Paul.
Hey, Mike, how's it going?
All right.
All right. I kind of want to take a little turn here and ask you what you think about the longevity of this team. There's a lot of players that I feel like are in the core that are aging pretty quickly, you know, like Tulo, Russ Martin. Obviously, Bautista and Encarnacion are heading possibly to free agency next year, but it seems like there's a lot of people on the team that kind of sets up a fragile situation where we don't have a full ton of depth. Like, how do you feel? Am I just talking crazy right now?
Well, I don't think anyone's aging any more quickly than anybody else. I think we all age at the same rate. Maybe Russ Martin, you know, catchers do get old in a hurry, but he's been pretty much fine since the terrible start to his season. I do think that the Blue Jays, I mean, it's a fact. They're an older team. Absolutely. And there are no young bucks in AAA knocking on the door waiting to take over. But I don't know that, you know, they're in any more trouble than a lot of other teams. The core going forward, Martin and Tulo are the only ones with age concerns. Beyond this year, you've got Travis, you've got Pilar, you've got Donaldson, Pompey potentially. Hap seems to get better as he ages. Estrada is not at the point yet where you're worried about him being old. Neither are Stroman or Sanchez or Hutchison or Asuna or anybody like that. So, yeah, Martin and Tulowitzki. And Tulowitzki's still only 31, right? But with all the injuries he's had and the hip problems and stuff, he may be an old 31 who would be a pretty old 34. But those are the only two guys I think you need to worry about.
Yeah, that's true. I guess what I'm a little more I'm looking into is, like, the depth of the team. Like you said, we don't have anyone knocking on the door. I like to have a belief that a solid farm system will set your team up for long-term success. So you look at a team like Boston, and I'm saying right now, they got that homegrown talent on the field, and they're all young guys. And
yeah, but they finished in last place three of the last 4 years.
Oh, yeah. So what I'm saying is that, you know, it could be a fragile situation with injuries that we've been experiencing recently. And the bullpen, too, with like a whole lot coming out of there out of AAA.
I think that Paul, and I appreciate the call, I think that any team is in a fragile situation with a lot of injuries. There are not many teams who are contenders who have three guys in AAA who you just don't have room for. I think that it's not as uncommon as you think. And yeah, Boston's got a very, very good young team. Boston is in complete free fall right now, but they have a very, very good young team. But again, they had to finish dead last 3 of the last 4 years to get there. Let's take one more call before we go. Jeff in Burlington. Hey, Jeff.
How you doing?
All right, go ahead.
I'm super curious about, you said 100% they should pull Estrada. It was his time. He's got to go.
Yep.
But why bring in Drew Storen? He's got an ERA over the year of over 5.
Yeah.
He's giving up over a hit an inning.
Yep.
He's not pitching well.
Except that he was pitching well. You know, April was awful for Drew Storen. April, he was terrible. Since the end of April, he had a 3.10 ERA, over a strikeout per inning, same amount of hits as innings pitched. So he'd been very good. And he'd earned his way back into pitching in more important situations with the last 2 months he's had.
I think Estrada has also earned the right to pitch a little bit further.
That's not an issue. Estrada had to be pinch hit for. He had to be. There was a runner on second. You're up by a run. There's two out in the seventh inning. There is no thought process at all. You pinch hit for the pitcher.
I have to respectfully decline that answer because I don't think you have to.
You have to.
I think you roll with it.
I don't think you roll with it.
You get closer to Asuna that way.
Yeah,
they
have a one run
lead once they pinch hit for him.
That's not true. Okay, it's not. I mean, if you make the leap that once you go to anybody but Asuna in a one-run game, you lose, then yes, you're right. The starter should never come out of the game. But that's you believing that Drew Storen is awful. That's Drew Storen tonight living up to your belief that Drew Storen is awful, because Drew Storen was certainly awful tonight. So was Jesse Chavez. But again, he had earned his way back into higher leverage situations. And now he's going to have to earn his way back again after tonight's performance. The Blue Jays bullpen had successfully converted 13 consecutive save opportunities prior to tonight. They'd been pitching well. Storen had been pitching well. There's no argument to be made that he hadn't been. Tonight he was awful. You must score runs to win. We have seen enough of these one-run tightropes needing 3 shutout innings from your bullpen. If you've got a runner in scoring position and 2 out in the 7th inning, there's no way you let your pitcher hit. We're back at 7 o'clock tomorrow. Blue Jays pregame show. Mark Shapiro will be on it. And then the Jays and Rockies pregame starts at 8. We'll see you then. Good night.